Hey, Robin, do you like Knockin' Boots?
Jim, do you mean Knockin' Boots Saloon in Largo? I love Knockin' Boots.
I love knocking back a couple of beers at Knockin' Boots and then knocking some balls around on their pool tables.
Knockin' Boots Saloon has free pool every day till 7:30, or you can join the league.
Or get knocked silly at the Comedy Open Mics, a special guest brought to you by Stand Up for Live events every other Wednesday night.
Come and knock back a cocktail from their full liquor bar and enjoy some tasty snacks from their awesome food truck.
Knockin' Boots Saloon, 201 Keene Road in Largo, Florida.
It's 7 o'clock, it's Thursday night, I'm Mac James, stand-up comic, and it's time for Stand Up for News. Welcome back, everybody, to another amazing episode of Stand Up for News. Welcome back, Nation. I am Mac James, your host, stand-up comic, and I am here to stand up for the news with my co-host here, Robin Macho Woman Savage, stand-up comedian. Say hello.
Hello, everyone out there in radio land. I am so excited. I'm getting ahead of my words today.
My other co-host is back again. Say hello, stand-up comedian Manny Avila.
Hola.
Hola. You ready to stand up for the news, Manny?
I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's go.
And my other co-host here, Captain Jim, stand-up comedian, Captain Jim Marvin. Say hello.
Ahoy from the ocean waves to the radio waves.
And Robin, you can introduce your guest you brought back here with us.
Okay.
The one who is now a correspondent. Once you're on the show twice and you've been back a third time, you are now our correspondent of Stand Up for News.
Whether you like
that
it or not.
That means we didn't get rid of you and you didn't get rid of us.
You got your W-2, you're on the payroll.
There's a tattoo ceremony and there's some blah, blah, blah.
Some hazing involved. You'll be fine.
Okay, so ahead, we have the absolutely amazing Abigail Dort, and she brought with her the equally amazing Ruthie Weinsberg. Miss Ruthie.
We'll just go with Miss Ruth. How about
Miss Ruth? Yeah. Okay. Now, Miss Ruth, we've talked to Abigail a little bit, several times. We've kind of heard her backstory, but since you are brand spanking new, we'll give you like a quick little interview. When did you get into comedy?
I got into comedy about a year and a half ago.
Oh.
Another comedian in Sarasota gave me an opportunity to go up. She said, I'm doing a showcase tonight. Would you like to go up and do 5 minutes? And I said, sure, why not? I had no material, nothing prepared, but I had an opportunity.
Oh, wow.
And I jumped at it, and here I am ever since.
Okay. Now, you also have a radio show, but you do it about an hour and a half south of here.
I do. As a result of doing comedy, I took a comedy boot camp class at McCurdy's, and the homework was to keep on doing open mic and grinding.
Absolutely.
And I took them at their word, and I've been doing that. So shortly after I did boot camp, I did a showcase down at Common Grounds in Northport.
Okay.
And they were attached to a darling little radio station. It would be as if Mr. Rogers had a little radio station in a listening space. It's really, really cool and really
so lots of puppets.
It's a lot of puppets, and you don't know who's going to drop by, man. It's going to get very interesting.
How are you doing, children?
It's going to be great. And what's in your mailbag? So as a result of that, they asked me to do a radio show, and it's called Funny You Should Ask.
Okay.
And it's about the serious side of comedy, because we are grinding and working our craft. So there is that serious side. But then life throws you swivels and pivots all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And you never know what's going to happen. And that I find very kooky and funny. Mm-hmm. And I embrace that as well.
Absolutely. Now, there's two questions we always ask our guests. The first one is, what's the absolute, like, best place you've ever done comedy at?
Professionally? On my own? Stage time-wise.
Absolutely.
Stage time. Okay, when you talk about the optimal environment, where it's a dark room, where it's an audience, it's controlled, beautiful light, sound system, stage, I mean, everything that you could want from a technical, artistic side, I would say Common Grounds in Northport.
Oh, okay.
Because of that, because it's small enough to be small, large enough to feel festive. The largest place I played was McCurdy's.
Yes.
An actual professional comedy club.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big difference between doing an open mic like in the back room versus the big room versus any place you get an opportunity to do that.
Absolutely.
I'll play the lobby of a bank if you know.
I don't know if they'd appreciate
wait
that.
Wait a minute.
I killed it.
Which I've done already.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I happened to go to the bank at Suncoast Credit Union. They're not a sponsor yet, but after this plug, and so the computers were down and everybody was grousing, and I said, "Wait a minute! There's 9 people in line. We got security cameras. It's like we're on TV." I just graduated boot camp class and we have to wait anyway, and they're like, well, give us your best shot. And wow. I did. So now I can wow. say I did a corporate event for it.
Oh, wow.
Suncoast Credit Union.
I've That's done interesting. It in a because Wawa bathroom stall.
Yes.
The handicap stall.
Yeah.
I waited till the people. It was during COVID. And the uh-huh. clubs are closed. I waited till the people sat down next to me. I saw it. Showed you the video, right?
Oh yeah.
And the dude sits down, and then he's like, "Once I hear that, you know, I know he's locked in. He can't." Yep. It's a captivated audience right there. I bombed though. I
and it usually begins with, "Can you hand me some?"
I was like, "Welcome to the Wawa bathroom COVID comedy show. I'm Mac James, your host, and I am your feature and your headliner." And then I told him a joke, and they didn't laugh. Like, it was real awkward. They didn't wash their hands when they left either.
Ooh, dirty talk.
And I did one at Speedway too. Wherever they're going to listen, I'll do it.
I think I got one better than even you, both of you. I was a school bus driver during the pandemic, and uh-huh. you want to talk about a dedicated audience with a microphone. Yeah. I had it all.
Yeah. Now, fortunately, all the kids were at home doing Zoom classes.
Not in Florida. In Florida, we yeah. needed to have
Rocked
that education.
So.
Abigail, I need you to bring the bus back.
The worst part was when the kids had to graduate and they couldn't go. Yeah. They had to have like drive-by parade graduations. Here's a story I wanted to tell you that happened to me today, though.
Oh, do tell,
And then
Jake.
We're going to get into the news. All right, so... This is, cannot be. I cannot make this story up, you guys. This is literally happened today. I was orange sunshine. I was enjoying the orange sunshine. Okay. You know what that is, you guys? No. Oh, it's a mood enhancer. And so I was riding around orange sunshine on my motorcycle.
All right.
And then I'm riding up, and I pull out a cigar at a red light, and I was going to light it. And I look up, and this guy goes, "Are you that comedian guy?" You know.
Oh.
I'm like, yeah, yeah. And then he's like. I was about to light it. He's like, points back, and I look, and the whole vehicle's holding like 2,000 canisters with giant red things on it. Says very flammable, super highly flammable, all over the thing, you know. And I'm like ready to light my cigar. He's like,
don't do it.
Right next to me, I kid you not, pulls up a guy. And he's a black dude in this car. And now this black dude's driving this one. Okay, and he pulls up, and he's driving an ATI vehicle, which is an emergency disaster services resource vehicle. Like an emergency disaster vehicle pulls up next to me, and his window's down. He's like, "Hey, this guy is a comedian." And I'm holding my lighter. I'm like, "Yeah, good thing you just got here, bud." And I'm holding my lighter. Here's the lighter.
That's perfect.
Yeah, I'm looking at them. I'm like, "Cause you guys, I'm a comedian. Yeah, I'm the bomb." And then I lit my cigar.
That's funny.
I'll tell you what, though, guys, they didn't laugh. And I can't make this story up. I immediately called Scott Patrick and told him what happened.
In breaking news.
Second time someone's like, "Aren't you that comedian guy?" Both of them were black people. One, the other one was at KFC, and they hooked me up with some extra goodies.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Shout out.
I think I did a room with a person there once. He was a comedian, too. So then, you guys know what Stand Up for News is, right? We stand up for the news because the news can't stand up for its own self, you know, because it was born in a wheelchair and can't walk at all, right? Born without any legs and born in a wheelchair. So we have to stand up for the news here at WTAN on Stand Up for News Radio. So if you want to call in, it's 441-3000, you guys, 727-441-3000. Did you ladies bring some news to stand up for?
I certainly did.
Because the news can't stand up for itself, you know.
That's why it breaks.
I'm going to start
when
with this,
happen,
you guys.
It breaks. Did you know that? It's breaking. It's breaking news. It's right.
It's in a wheelchair.
It breaks.
It was born in a wheelchair.
It was born broken.
So we're going to stand up for it right now. O.J. Simpson is dead, you guys. Mom said, "O.J. is dead. O.J. is dead, Manny. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Where am I going to get my vitamin C now?"
KFC, I think, maybe.
Yeah. So, as I had to explain to early in the morning, break it to my Stand Up for News crew, that O.J. Simpson did, in fact, die yesterday in Las Vegas. He had spent the last 30 years in and out of jail and looking for the real killer of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown, and her friend, Ron Goldman. Now, he is now sprinting through the airport in the big Hertz commercial in the sky.
Well, speaking of O.J. and criminal records, there was a difference between Jeffrey Dahmer and O.J.
What's that?
O.J. only ate one of his victims.
with a tall glass of orange juice.
Oh, with a tall glass. But of course, he did have a very famous record, both on and off the field. But the record that will stand forever is his criminal one.
Yeah. That's funny.
Is that we all doing OJ? You got your OJ joke?
I do not. I do not. I got a different theme today. Feel the love. Ohio woman, 85, fatal shooting home intruder in heroic act of self-defense. An 85-year-old Idaho woman shot and killed an intruder in her home. And what a county prosecutor said, one of the most heroic acts of self-preservation I have ever heard of. 85 guns. Is this a good idea? I mean, are their sights really calibrated?
She might have not been aiming for the intruder. It worked out that way.
It's in a large print. It's a large print.
Before it's Jim's turn, we have a new segment called. This is a new segment about Jim. Because Jim doesn't have his own today, apparently. He didn't come prepared, right? That would happen. But I did prepare for you a segment about Jim. Okay, it's called the Circumcision of Captain Jim Marvin Seaman. Okay. Basically, it's we're going to shorten up. We're all going to tell you one at a time, like an intermission, to shorten up your jokes, Jim. The circumcision. You got to shorten it up a little bit. Okay, we're going to shorten up the name, and we're going to call it, Snippin' Jimmy.
Captain's Cut.
Snipping our Jimmy. Snipping Jimmy. That's the name of the second. So, Manny, will you tell him? Go ahead.
Your jokes are so long that sometimes I feel like my jokes are
too short.
Too short, I guess, you know? This is very impromptu here, guys. We're trying, okay? We're trying, all right?
I feel that sometimes I forget what you're talking about by the time... That time you're like looking at me when I'm supposed to laugh. And I just want you to know how I feel, if I have feelings, which
I
don't.
The love is flourishing so much for you, Captain.
This is starting to feel like an intervention. Everyone's reading from cards.
Captain Jim.
Jim, your jokes are so long, the pirate's now just John Silver's.
Cancel the moil, because over here we're all Goyle.
All right, now Jim, you got to tell one of your jokes so they can say something to tell you to shorten up your jokes too. Over to you, Jim.
I think they've got the idea here. Reproductive justice campaigners in Arizona on Tuesday vowed to make sure voters have the ultimate say on abortion rights after the state Supreme Court upheld an 1864 ban that includes no exceptions for pregnancies resulting from rape or incest. The Arizona Supreme Court also upheld other laws written in 1864 that allow for open carry of guns in saloons, forbid the display of ankles, and allow marriage between cowboys and cows. Robin, I think that was originally a Kansas law.
Guys, do not fret. That was his shortest joke of the night. Don't
worry. It was also your tip of the day.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Let's see. Okay, a new survey shows that 2/3 of American men pee in the ocean. This is true.
That's it.
The remainder are married men who get yelled at by their wives for peeing all over the toilet seat. That's the other half.
Save it for later.
I pee so much in the Gulf of Mexico, they should spell it GULPH. I changed the PH over there, too.
Okay, this one is aboard a cruise ship, you guys. A man tells his 20-year-old son, who was intoxicated, to quit getting so drunk. And his son said, fine. This happened the other day. And they're on a big cruise ship, you know. And he jumped out the back through the window and overboard.
Oh, wow. Captain.
He's yet to be found. Last thing he said to his son was, quit being so drunk. So he jumped out a window.
Oh, wow.
And he's yet to be found, you guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember my first beer.
What a punchline.
Your turn, Mom.
Whoops. Got
Speaking of Kansas, a mountain goat in Kansas City was stuck under a bridge. Firefighters were able to rescue the goat using ropes and padding. The toughest part of the rescue, though, was when the goat had to answer three riddles from the troll who lived under the bridge.
Yeah. It turned out the goat was Tom Brady. He was trying to get to Patrick Mahomes. You know, trying to
and why was the troll out of breath?
Well, Tom Brady's a very attractive man. I don't know if you've seen him.
Have you tried his goat milk?
Wow. Goat milk.
Would that be Bridge Over Troubled Udders?
Yeah. His goat cheese is even better, man. Oh, yeah.
Okay, who's going next?
Oh, okay. On this day in history. On this day in history, the Apollo.
We're not doing history yet.
Oh, we're not doing that? Okay.
Current standing up for things.
I am so.
We'll get to the other part.
I grew up in the 1900s. I'm sorry.
Segment announcement for it.
I'm old school.
Oh, no. Make her flustered.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just going to turn it over to you.
You got a current one in there, don't you?
Our correspondent. What do we got?
You did all history?
Oh, God.
No, not all history at all.
Trump's, we were just talking about him. Yeah. He is having conflicting abortion stances that are coming back to haunt him in the party. Apparently, if we take birth control away from the females and the abortion, this poor man's screwed. So, guess what? He's back.
In an effort to soften their public image, the lobbying group American-Israeli Political Action Committee, or AIPAC, announced this week it is adopting a new mascot, the Aflac Duck. Say, who's responsible for poisoning America's political system to the point that no Congress member will call for a ceasefire in Gaza for fear of being labeled anti-Semitic? AIPAC!
Aflac, AIPAC.
All right, let's see here. Last week in Nevada, a woman ran into a Subway restaurant and gave birth.
Oh, this is true.
Yep. The woman later stated that she felt safe to have a child at Subway because Jared no longer works there. He's no longer employed there.
How big was the baby? Six inch or foot long?
Honor of the spokeswoman, she named her son Neil.
Okay, Manny, I just want to ask you this question when I thought of it the other day. You ready?
I'm ready.
It's weather. I'm the weatherman, Mac James. We're going to do the weather now. All right. I don't know how to say this, but I thought I'd ask you because you're my closest Hispanic friend.
Okay.
Do you think that illegal migrants are more likely to be jaywalkers?
Oh, yeah. They're crossing. If you could cross a border.
It's not just a one-time thing for someone.
No, if you could cross a border illegally, you can cross the street illegally, right? There you go.
I'm a jaywalker. I'm just curious. Just wondering. They're like habitual about crossing things that you're not supposed to, right? Okay.
That was racist.
I don't know. That's why I had to find out. This is how you break down the barriers of wondering. Because I also am illegal, apparently, because I jaywalk.
This is true. So, you're an illegal walker?
I'm from Chihuahua.
Chihuahua,
Mexico.
Okay, there we go.
When in doubt, blow the whistle.
A real estate tycoon in Vietnam, Trong Mai Lan, was sentenced to death for real estate fraud. Upon hearing this, Donald Trump closed down the Trump Towers, Trump Universities, and Trump Steakhouse in Vietnam.
Oh, man.
They closed my school.
Where are they going to eat?
Trump University.
Are we doing weather or just news again?
Oh, you can do either, whatever. Okay. Let's do history. Laughs from the past. Anybody write some history today?
We got some history.
I'm going to let you lead off. This is Laughs from the Past, our history with Ruth. Fire away.
Why, thank you, resident Rocket Man James. I appreciate that. On this date in history, in 1970, Apollo 13 launches to the moon. Woo-hoo. They celebrated. They opened a restaurant on the moon. Didn't do too well. No atmosphere.
I bet they got to watch their own movie on that.
But they actually tried to cultivate the moon rock. When they landed up there, they wanted to do some farming because they wanted to colonize. So what would taste better, moon rock burgers or asteroids? What do you think?
Moon pie.
Asteroids, right?
Asteroids, because they're a little meteor.
Enough about eating asteroids.
Yeah, eating. Okay. I think he'd like, that would be the meat alternative that he would go for. Yeah. There we go. And there we go. Oh, after circling the International Space Station, they decided, for 24 straight hours, they said, that's it, we're just going to call it a day.
We had enough.
All in the days.
What's the difference between Neil Armstrong and Michael Jackson?
Oh, there is.
Armstrong was the first man to...
He played that one song.
Walk on the moon, and Michael Jackson liked to sleep with little boys.
That is great. Yeah, get the whistle for that.
Right?
We need
the
whistle.
Let me follow that one.
Got
the phone,
James.
Got
the phone. They need to call Ed.
Wasn't okay. He Ed? Well, I'm going back to weather because weather. Whether you're for or against guns, when it comes to guns, the real challenge is finding bulletproof solutions.
I'm for having four guns. One free chain.
When it comes to feeling secure with guns, people often forget that false sense of safety is not matched for the harsh reality of bullets.
Oh, yeah. That is a harsh reality.
There you go.
The piercing round.
Yeah. My safety's always off, yo. Safety off.
Oh.
That joke really blew me away. I gotta say.
Bring it to Jesus. Here we go. Okay, who's next?
What are you waiting for, Jim?
Waiting for a sign.
He's still waiting for his other joke to finish.
On this date in 1888, Henry Ford married Clara Bryant. Ooh. He was 24, she was 22. They were teenage sweethearts, and they were making out in the back of a canoe before he came along.
Okay, the Vatican on Monday issued a document approved by Pope Francis stating that the Church believes that gender fluidity and transition surgery, as well as surrogacy, amount to affronts to human dignity. The Vatican also said that the document also reinforced the Vatican's position that all men are made in the image of God, including having the coccyx, the human tailbone, which is a reminder of our evolutionary path from our primate ancestors. Oh, the document didn't mention that? Makes you wonder what else the Vatican is getting wrong.
That was coccyx as in tailbone, just to clarify.
I can never pronounce that correctly. I keep getting them reversed.
Yeah. Let's see, a woman in Oregon awoke from dental surgery to find that she woke up with a British accent. It actually marked the first time a British voice was heard at a dental office. This is an ongoing thing about me making fun of British people.
They got funky teeth, man.
Thanks.
I get it.
Whenever I get a chance.
You heard my teeth joke the other day, right?
What is it?
It killed. I used to play hockey, so I got like missing teeth, you know. My teeth are kind of bad because I smoke. Jim even said, it looks like you brush your teeth with, I can't believe it's not toothpaste. Yeah, what did I say? I said, it's parquet. Butter.
No, parquet.
Remember that commercial?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to tell a story. Oh, yeah. It's not a story, but do you guys want to hear what Joseph prayed to Jesus, to God? The day before Jesus was born, he prayed to God. You know, Jesus' father, right? He prayed to God. He said, you want to hear it?
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, Dear God, it's me, Joseph, Mary's husband, you know? And I never said anything about, you know, having her have your baby and stuff like that, you know? And I never asked for much, but dear God, please, could you at least make it look kind of like me? Right, for the neighbors and stuff?
Yes. I don't want to get out.
Dear Mary.
Do you like that, Mom?
Dear Mary, just admit it.
Oh, you want to hear Mary?
We need to talk.
Mary had a phone call that night. Mary had a phone call. You want to hear this one?
You tell.
Okay. This is Mary. Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is Virgin Mary. We have props.
Virgin Mary. She's calling Jesus' real father, Virgin Mary. Ring, 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 ring. Hey, hey, guess what? I got news for you. He's like, what? I'm pregnant.
No way.
Yeah, I'm pregnant. But I got an idea, okay? I'm going to tell Joseph that an angel came to me and told me that I'm going to have God's baby. I'm the virgin that's going to have God's baby. All right, that's cool. Lose this number now. Oh, I gotta go, she says. I gotta go. Your brother's coming.
Wow.
All right. So that is some blasphemy if you ever needed some right there.
Yeah. Some blasphemy from the past for me.
It's not real.
What if she was not the extra virgin but the unrefined one?
Oh.
What if she liked it?
She was
it?
Italian,
what if,
right?
What if she liked it?
Layers to this. Yeah. Layers to this. So was it, there weren't milkmen at the time.
Would he conceived like Gotti style?
There weren't milkmen at the time. Were there wine men? At the time, was she pregnant by the wine man? Was he delivering the wine, you know?
He's Italian, I'm telling you. Oh, Jesus' real dad is Italian, you guys.
I am. One of the wise men came.
Well, in a way, he was the egg man, cuckoo today.
Jesus' real father
was
Italian.
He
was
the egg man, technically.
They did a DNA test. They found out his real father was Italian. Did you know that? They did a test on that, like, the shroud thing.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, this guy's Italian. Because he was a godfather.
Yeah, he made them all offer, they couldn't refuse. Yeah. That's what it was. You know?
He, I'm not going
to
do that.
Leave the shroud.
To me on this
leave the shroud,
my
take the cannoli. Leave the shroud, take the cannoli.
I just saw that movie recently, too. That's funny.
I had history, too. Oh, you go ahead, Mom. I'm going to look for one. No, you go ahead. I know I wrote a history story.
Okay, so in history, this day in history, April 11th, 1564, England and France signed the Peace of Troyes. This allowed Troy Aikman and Troy Donahue to end their ongoing feud of who was the most handsome Troy.
Certainly wasn't Aikman, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, man.
But he's a cowboy, Robin.
No, Patrick, Mom.
I'm going to tell this one.
On this date in history, Cher took the Academy Award Best Actress for her role in Moonstruck.
Oh, wow.
That was really, yeah.
Yeah, that was a great.
She's still trying to snap out of it.
Snap out of it.
A bride without a wolf without a foot. A bride without a head. Remember that line? A bride without a wolf without a foot. That's it.
Do you hear about this woman that was driving down I-10 during the eclipse, you guys? And she started shooting at cop people. She grazed a person's neck and hit like somebody, but nobody got killed. But shot up like 14 cars or something like that and said it, God told her to do it, you know?
Did he call on the phone? Or?
Yeah.
Well, God, Stanford News correspondent did speak with God, and God said this. No, I didn't. Yeah. I talked to him. He said, I did not tell her to do that.
And you know what the moon's alibi was? Just passing through here.
Excuse me, coming through. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I missed the eclipse. I missed it. I missed it because I Googled what time it'd be on in St. Petersburg. And it told me, like, what time in St. Petersburg, Russia. Which apparently, the moon, the eclipse can't be seen in that side of the world, in that hemisphere or whatever, in that hemi. Only over here, you know. So the eclipse is basically not going to. You know, it's scared. The eclipse said it's scared that Russia might invade it, basically. So it didn't want to go over there. Or it's boycotting the war in Ukraine. One of the two. That's why it won't be there.
TSA found more than 1,500 guns at the airport checkpoints during the first quarter of 2024, agency says. The detections were average 16.5 firearms per day for the first 3 months of the year. So do we have an addiction? Like, what's going on with these guns? Is it a thing? Like,
that's
we got 85-year-olds.
I can't possibly get on a plane without my gun.
Right? Like, how does that go down?
Were they including Nerf guns and all types of guns? Or
right?
Laser guns. All that.
Don't let me forget my pew-pews.
Tom Cruise's Top Gun. Blu-ray DVD.
Laserdisc. And beta. Presidential candidate Donald Trump says that accuses President Joe Biden of using drugs to enhance his performance while he is giving speeches, and insists that if they have a debate, that Joe Biden should be drug tested before they have a debate. Biden on his says he would only debate Trump with one condition, that Trump would catch him in a trust fall, or just simply catch him anytime he falls. Yeah, these guys should work together. Yeah, they seem to have the same platform.
He's going to be a busy man if he has to try to catch that guy from falling all the time.
That's funny. Remember I said they thank God Biden's running for president and not riding a bike? Let's see, an artificial intelligence, I hate this joke, an artificial intelligence sex robot is expected to hit the market next year. That's an artificial intelligence sex robot. Now, evidently, this robot won't be aroused as soon as you take out the box. You'll have to flick a switch in order to turn it on. I told you I didn't like it. I told you I didn't like it.
Even then, she'll pretend she's excited and give you a deep fake orgasm.
Okay. Did you guys talk about the 4.8 Richter thing? Earthquake that hit New York City. Did you guys talk about that last week? I wasn't here last week. Did you hear about it?
Yeah.
The earthquake quoted this. He goes, it said, "Hey, I'm quaking here. Look up."
Are you sure it wasn't another Taylor?
It says earthquakers are way more strict than Amish. Amish. I
can't. He can't read his own. He's giving it to Robin.
I did not write that, did I?
He wrote that during the earthquake. It was very hard.
I wrote that during the Orange Sunshine Parade.
Are you sure it wasn't a Taylor Swift concert?
All the Swifties coming out, you know?
Shaking the earth.
It's the hardest crack to hit.
Shake it up.
New York's gonna quake.
Okay, I have an earthquake-related joke. Roger, a drug-sniffing dog who flunked out of police academy training in Taiwan, helped rescue several people in Taiwan's earthquake. Sadly, though, after the rescue, Roger immediately buried them all back in the rubble. Bad dog, bad. No, Roger, no. Down, put him down.
Wow. They must have felt like crap after flunking him out of school. You know? I'm like, I'll show you guys.
They have a special rescue dog for earthquakes and building collapses. It's a mixed breed. It can find anything.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Labra-Google.
Biden administration. Hi, I'm the dog trainer, resident dog trainer.
Hey.
And currently I have a female that's about to have puppies, Chocolate Lab. Oh. If anybody, you know, feel a need to contact me.
You hear that, Jim? That means that even her dog has a more exciting sex life than you.
that would be pretty much any dog.
By the way, it's a thing. Biden administration announced plans to expand the background check to close the gun show loop. So apparently they didn't close it for the senior citizens. So we're still working on that one, really bringing it to Jesus here yet again.
is she our gun correspondent?
You have a game, and you're
our resident animal official.
Yeah, you came here with an agenda, man.
I am going to buy a gun immediately after the show.
So today was guns everywhere. I've got a couple more. Give me a moment.
I am going to go buy a gun, I swear.
Okay.
Jim, what are we doing? Yeah, what's going on, Jim?
Yeah. All right. A U.S. Air Force civilian contractor who became disoriented while recording data at an airport in California last year was killed when she walked into the rotating propeller of a drone. Officials who have investigated the incident say that the contractor became disoriented and also said that her head was spinning.
Do you remember last year when that kid was on the helicopter and he got off and walked into the rear propeller and it chopped his face off? His mom and dad were on the other helicopter and the kids were on the first one. So they told her she had to go to a different island. They took her to a different island. They were island hopping. They said she couldn't come and see what happened.
They're like, so
he no longer had a face a mother could love.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow, yeah, it was too soon. That was like last year's news. We stood up for it a year ago. What do you think, Manny?
All right, let's see. A new survey published says that 60% of Americans believe that the nation is in a state of decline. The other 40% do not know what the word decline means.
Wait, what word? What does it mean?
I'm part of the 40. I don't know.
Oh, shoot. Mom,
I'm trying to figure it out.
All right, here's a cute story, you guys. A 7-year-old steals his junkie mom's car last week, and he crashes it into two cars after the police chased him. He told the police he didn't want to be late for school and she wouldn't wake up. So, the police took him to school.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he didn't go to juvie or anything like
so
that.
So, the mom was a junkie, not the car.
Okay, he steals his mom, his junkie mom. Okay, I guess his drug addicted mom's car. Does that help?
Junkie the car mom's might have car. Been a piece of junk. Mom's, too.
The car ran fine until he crashed into the other two cars when the police started chasing him, and then they took him to school because he was late. She went to school of hard knocks, but yeah.
Well, because the car kept stopping at all the white lines along the highway.
All due respect.
I remember my first beer.
That kid was a dork.
What do you got? What's breaking, Mom?
Okay, feral cats outside Mexico's National Palace have been declared by the Mexican president, whose name is Manuel López Obrador, who incidentally is no relation to our Manny. So the Mexican president declared that the cats had full access to live and occupy anything on the palace or on the grounds. Now, upon hearing this, the Mexicans currently scaling the border walls in Texas and Arizona said, "That is so great that our government is fair and humane to cats."
I believe you mean gatos.
You got those.
All right. When do you guys have a
ladies?
Down here, right?
I got more.
Okay.
Ex-NFL star Terrell Suggs, did I say that right?
Yes, Terrell Suggs.
Accused of threatening driver's life, showing a gun at the Starbucks drive-thru. Who knew Starbucks would be so addicting that a gun would be needed to get your fix for the day?
Have you seen those lines lately? I mean, Jesus.
I wasn't
going to
wear this undershirt either, so I was going to wear the jersey, you know?
Uh-huh.
The
good thing is I didn't want to
start making fun of my guns. I was going to, too. Earlier I was going with the guns out, but then got kind of chilly.
Well, it's a good thing you put them away.
Dang right.
Just a little too.
Your guns are so small, you look like a progressive.
Wow. Packing a couple of derringers there.
They're sawed-off shotguns. Sawed-off.
In Texas, a mother and daughter are arrested and accused of performing illegal butt injections without any medical expertise or license. The two women, police say the two had advertised their services online with the tagline, quote, "Baby, got back?"
Man, wow. Man.
You guys
are beauty. I guess I have to cancel my appointments. That's the case.
You don't need their services, man.
You're scheduled.
Hearing you say baby got back, which is worth it. I got to clip that. Baby got back?
Cleo's rolling over in his grave right
now. Let's see here. I got one here somewhere about the Titanic.
Remember Coolio?
Who's Coolio?
Remember when he passed away? Wow. Coolio, dude.
Oh, yeah, I do remember when he passed away.
It was sad. I remember, but I'm still a comedian. Coolio, living in a gangster paradise. Coolio, passed away like a year ago, but that's very day. I love Coolio, but I was still writing jokes about him, you guys. I was hitting the mic that night telling the joke about him while his body was still warm, yo.
I know.
I remember that joke.
All right. You got one, Manny?
An exact replica of the Titanic is scheduled to set sail in 2024. The ship will have the same exact dimensions of the original, and is scheduled to sink when it hits an exact replica of the iceberg.
Do you think that'll be a sellout performance? Or
well, don't worry, the people all died from gun-related violence. That's what I'm saying. Not from the singing.
Here's a curveball. We call it a curveball. You guys got to make the punchline I gotta give you the curveball storyline.
Robin's favorite segment.
She's gearing up in the bullpen.
Ruth, in Sydney, Australia, a passenger has been fined for urinating in a cup aboard an airplane. This happened in December, but just recently, this past week, they finally got fined for it, $600 American, and they were in jail for overnight. It happened right on the tarmac, right in front of this woman and her daughter, who recorded it to show somebody to get them arrested, I guess. Over to you.
I don't have anything.
Yeah, that sounds about something. Right.
Mom, spell.
Is that the money shot or?
it still tastes better than a Foster's.
Yeah.
Australian for beer.
Wait,
Australian for urine.
Wait, is that the chowder? That's the red one or the white one?
spell I cup for me.
Yeah, right.
Spell I cup.
P-I-S-S.
All right, I got another curveball here somewhere. All right. Okay. No.
They're especially fun when he talks about.
I got a curveball for everybody.
Just tragic things happening to children.
I remember from my first beer. Okay, a maternity ward staff rushes to the in action during that.
This one's for me.
Yeah. No.
Oh,
no.
Oh yeah, maternity. Yeah. Yeah. This
one's for Abigail. It's about guns.
It's about guns.
No, it's not. Okay. The maternity staff rush into action to protect all the newborn babies during the earthquake in Taiwan last week. They saved 25 babies.
Booyah kacha.
They were all boys.
Bouncing baby boys all around.
Unfortunately, they didn't save any of the girls.
Oh, come on.
Is that how it works?
We need a new, news thing. Gals right. have rights, too.
I got one for you, too.
Did they have the guns?
Not according to Trump, they don't.
Touche.
All right. Mom, you ready?
Take this.
Yes, sorry.
Okay, well, let's see Jim first. Okay, a Florida woman escapes the captor of her captor after months of being tortured in his home. She got away finally at a speedway.
A speedway?
He took her around with her. He used to beat her up with a bat and a screwdriver. Wow. Over to you, Jim.
Yeah, where is she anyway? I've been looking all over for her.
Once she got to the speedway, I'm sure she would rather have been back in Jim's basement.
she ran in for some Black and Milds, ran back out to the car with an energy drink. I don't know.
All right, Mom, this one's for you.
Okay.
Valedictorian 18-year-old kid goes home and stabs his mother to death 70 times because he was getting sick and tired of her. Over to you, Mom.
Well, he probably got sick of her saying, stay hydrated, like I just did to Abigail's, children. And you know what? You can say what you want about them, but I still like those Menendez boys. So.
Like 69 wasn't enough, you know? You should just stop at a cool number, is what I was thinking.
That's true. That's
Why 70?
Yeah, well, it's a nice round number, you know.
I promise,
Mom. He was probably inspired by the Menendez brothers and said, I'll take a stab at it.
Maybe he had OCD and he just always does things in tens. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8.
I don't know what he's doing once, bro. I swear.
But he's doing it by fives. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Good thing he didn't use a gun, huh, Abigail? We'd be counting bullets right now.
Yeah, that's what we'll say.
Poor Jesus.
Bring it back to Jesus. Jesus
was
Italian.
Bless his heart. That's all I got to say.
There's a Bible right behind you, so be careful what you say in here.
What I do?
Nothing. We're just
we check out the Proverbs all the time. Yeah. I just did a comedy skit at church. Yeah. So
really?
Put on my, you know, accolades. A Christian comedian.
There you go.
Tell it.
It was by far the best show I've ever done.
Oh, wow.
80 plus people. I have never laughed so hard before on stage. And then everybody in the aisles were laughing so hard they were rolling in the aisles.
Oh, wow.
You can't beat them.
They weren't dancing in the Holy Spirit?
I mean, they were getting down with it. I'm just saying.
They peed their pants in the pew. They were laughing so hard.
Which one of the jokes?
They put the pew in the
poopy. One of the
jokes?
Yeah,
to a bit from the...
Oh, yeah, one of your bits.
We got 10 minutes and stuff.
We got 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So, one... Oh, here, this is the one I'll do. 1 second, I got it right here.
I got Jesus jokes all day.
I'm bringing you right here. Hold on. Let me, not the parable.
Feel the power of the Lord.
I gotta tell you it like a Kentucky gal, okay?
Does y'all, it have y'all, to do with
y'all
guns
come
and
right,
Jesus?
Y'all come right, okay.
Mine does.
During Jesus' resurrection, I tried to imagine what it would be like in the wee hours of the morning for Mary Magdalene. Rolling that stone away from Jesus' tomb. Wouldn't it be amazing if that feller popped out and said, "Picky boo!" right, small heart attack afterwards, but yeah, we went there. It's okay, we can laugh, we're not going to hell. So Jesus got to the airport and I was asking him, "What airlines are you going to ride with?" Oh, what would I do?
No, peekaboo, because he's got a whole.
Come right. Oh, peekaboo.
There's the hand holes. I'm like,
this is not one of our 200 hand signals that we use during the broadcast.
It's like, the country accent's not working?
Jesus,
okay, what do I need to do here?
No.
Burping it up a little.
Jesus rose.
Flash dance for Jesus.
No, because Jesus has a hole in his hand. You said he's playing peekaboo. I thought that would be kind of...
I can still see your eyes,
bud.
Wow, what if he just had really long hair? I don't know. I asked, what airlines was he flying with today? Sorry, back to the country accent. United, Spirit, Southwest, Virgin Airlines. Jesus said Virgin Airlines because I wanted to stay close to my mama. Mama never let me down. Are you coming right with Jesus yet? Okay, I'm done.
So I do have a quick question. As a Christian comedian, what do you feel is longer, the book of Proverbs or one of Captain Jim's jokes?
That's a really hard one to come by.
In the beginning, there was a premise, and then.
All right, well, you gotta
think, then baby has back.
Baby booty, baby, I'm just saying.
Baby doth back.
But I got 20% of my bit.
All right, well, I guess we covered everything but plugs.
Oh, plugs. Oh,
butt wow. Plugs. So,
everything
except plugs.
Butt plugs. We covered everything but plugs. So I want to plug what happened the other night. And Monday, we had Mom hosting, Dave and Buster's, eat, drink, laugh, play, watch,
yes.
And laugh. Again, we laugh now there because we have a comedy night every Monday there.
Oh, yeah.
It starts at 8, pre-show's at 8, the show's at 8:30. We have Mike Rivera, best of the Bay, stand-up comic winner from this past year. He's going to be the headliner. And then we have Joe Izzo, our very own Joe Izzo, stand-up for news correspondent, winner of one of those roast battle things. And then... we have the open mic competition after. It's a $150 prize for the winner. The first two winners were Taurus.
Yep, Taurus.
Taurus.
Yeah,
he kicked it. And then we had the second winner was DC.
Yep.
But our runner-ups, they can still apply. They can still jump in any mic they want. So Shane Self, CP Post was runner-up. Spike Salzer and Thomas.
Yeah. Thomas. Yeah, next week.
Last name, Nicola.
Nicola?
Yeah, Nicola. So, guys, anybody wants to come hang out at Dave Buster's in Brandon? It's 10209 Estuary Lakes. It's going to be at 8 o'clock, 8:30 is when the big show starts. The big mic is happening afterwards. Still a few spots left to sign up. So you guys want to come?
Sure.
You guys want to sign up?
Sure.
When? What's going on?
Monday, the 15th. Every Monday in April.
Only in April?
Yeah.
So far.
Just the Mondays in April.
Yep, every Monday in April.
Pregnant,
so the first four Mondays, there's five Mondays in April. The first four Mondays, each winner of those weeks will face off in the final Monday in the final four.
Okay.
The winner of the open mic that night will get to host our first showcase.
Oh,
that we have at Dave and Buster's.
Dave and Buster's, yeah.
The winner of the champions will be an opener, and then we're going to have a dual headliners.
Let's go. All righty.
So, who wants to do a? Anybody else have anything but plugs?
Oh, I've got a plug. I will be this weekend in your neck of the woods. I'll be in Englewood. I'm doing the Lemon Bay Playhouse with Kathy. Yeah. And then I'm also going to book something for Ruthie. She was kind enough to make me some of her art.
Sweet.
And I know. Look at that. So you do, on top of comedy, you do art too?
I do art as well. So I'm a quick change artist. And what I do is I take these bottles. I don't drink them. People give them to me. And then I just take a prevailing theme. And so this was Follow Your Bliss and Rediscover Your Joy. And in honor of Robin, I put a few Robin's eggs right here because she's the star. Right there. And I also have an old-timey typewriter. And I'm kind of like old-fashioned here. I really believe in just showing up because you never know what will happen when you show up. Call someone on the phone. And this is my art from my heart to you. So thank you very much.
Nice.
I had a blast being here today.
We had so much fun having you here. We also have Knock and Boots Saloon Wednesday week.
Yes, Wednesday night. Who's our host?
Next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Our host is Russell X Mania Stars. Mania Stars. Right now, Aries Stars, and then our feature is Michael Jokums. You guys know him?
I certainly do.
Really
funny. Big glasses.
He's pretty funny. He's from your neck of the woods. He's got his neck in my woods lately. But he's been up at Dave Buster's hanging out with us. He's been in our woods, right, Mom?
Yes.
So what you got to plug? You got a butt plug, Jim?
Nope.
you're gonna have the 22nd available. You can't host, or what?
I can't host. Actually, that'll be my only time to host. Dave and Buster's come out and see me. Gonna have a lot of fun. It's been a great room, and
Can host that night.
I can host that night.
Okay, because Jacoby Bruton is gonna be there that night.
Jacoby's room. He's awesome.
He's
gonna have a great time with him.
We'll be down to round four by then. So that'd be the last round.
The 29th will be the final round, or would you go in
May? The 29th is the final four. The final four will face off, and whoever has the best set between those four will win a bigger prize and get the championship belt. It's going to have D&B on it, Dave and Buster's. It's going to have like these two microphones behind it, like a skull and bones. And then it's going to have Stand Up For New side plates on it. Ooh. It's going to say, Dave and Buster's, best set, champion, blah, blah, blah. That's it.
It will be made out of aluminum foil and marker.
Best set, stand-up comedy.
It will, in fact, have all that stuff.
It's going to be Dave Buster's Dave Buster's is a $6.8 billion corporation. I think they can afford to help us get a sweet belt buckle.
All right,
Russell
company man.
Designed it, bud. Excuse me for living. Sorry.
I remember my first beer.
Just trying to do the thing we told them we'd plug their thing. But Knockin' Boots, that's on Keene, right?
That's on Wednesday. 201 Keene Road in Largo, Florida.
Free pool food truck.
Convenience store, new convenience store that's opened up right next to the
bar.
It's
got Black and Milds.
It's got Black and Milds.
They got Black and Milds.
They got Twinkies.
Yeah, bring your bathing suits because there is free pool.
Free pool. Nice.
There's ladies lounging by the pool table.
Until Jim gets there and they all scatter away.
Yeah, I know.
So who else wants to butt a plug?
McCurdy's. Well, McCurdy's is having their comedy competition in May.
Oh, okay.
So I'm signed up for that for May 22nd. My first ever
comedy competition.
It's the McCurdy's. They're having the same thing every Wednesday night throughout May, and then the 10 finalists from that will get to do something in June.
Oh, okay.
And I'm only just a year and a half into this comedy cosmos of yours.
Wow.
So I decided, okay, let me just try a first ever comedy competition. Is there a swimsuit competition in that too?
There is a my place.
You know, I cannot wait to see you in an evening gown.
Just like me.
Like this competition is like an evening gown segment at Dave and Buster's, like a swimsuit competition. And we have to do our platforms and our community.
That's going to be it, I guess.
Tours will not have one of
you guys ready for the song? We got to finish the show, man.
He said
it's time to go. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. We'll stand up for you. You can stand up too. Don't sit down.
No, no.
Stand up now.
Stand up
for news.
Stand up
for news. Good job, guys. See you next week.
See you next week.